WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. On day 23 of the government shutdown, Republicans and Democrats are presenting new bills to pay certain federal workers who are finding it increasingly difficult to keep up. The first Republican bill was up for a vote. It failed. Nicole Killian reports.
It would pay essential federal employees. Those are federal employees who are required to work without pay, not furloughed employees, but people like air traffic controllers or members of the military. So that's what this vote is about. Obviously, it's a tough vote for some Democrats who do support paying federal workers, which is why Senators Van Hollen and Senator Peters have put up their own counter proposal to pay federal workers.
That is expected to fail as well. For the past 30 years, the Department of Agriculture has released an annual report on hunger in America. Last month, the USDA announced it canceled the report. In Clinton, Missouri, seniors Leo and Danita Barnett have a message for Congress as they wait in line at a food bank.
Let's quit fighting. Democrats and Republicans, come on. There's people out here starving to death.
If Congress had to live on the budgets that we live on, they wouldn't survive.
There were protests today in San Francisco over the deployment of federal agents there. The mayor then said he'd spoken to President Trump, and Trump just posted he's calling off the surge for Saturday, though he thinks it's a mistake. He ended the post by saying, stay tuned. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has announced the formation of a commission to look into alleged abuses by the Trump administration over the immigration raids in and around Chicago. He explained what the commission will be tasked with.
Creating a public record of the abuses. Two, capturing the impact on families and communities. And three, recommending actions to prevent further harm and to pursue justice.
Some prominent names are among dozens arrested in two federal gambling investigations, as Peter King reports.
The NBA says a current player and coach have been placed on immediate leave after their gambling arrests. New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says the Miami Heat's Terry Rozier shared information about plans to leave a game early with a supposed injury when he played for Charlotte in 2023.
Using that information, members of the group placed more than $200,000 in wagers on his under statistics.
The other pro, Portland coach Chauncey Billups, is accused of participating in mafia-run poker games that attracted star-struck bettors, then fleeced them.
On Wall Street at this hour, stocks are higher. The Dow Jones Industrials up by 185 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with a quick news update. The FBI arrested 22 people connected to gang activity in Racine and Milwaukee yesterday, but hasn't released names and charges yet. The investigation resulted in the discovery of drugs, guns, and vehicles. 14 SWAT teams from southeastern Wisconsin partnered on the raids. State Superintendent Jill Underley was out of town today receiving an award as lawmakers questioned the Department of Public Instruction over sexual misconduct investigations in schools. Pleasant Prairie Representative Amanda Nedweski wants new safety laws. Underley says the recent reports of impropriety are wrong and that the state properly shares information to protect students. Microsoft has signed on as a sponsor for Racine's Festival Park for the 2026 season. Park officials say that'll help keep event costs low and attract more community activities. The company is investing locally with data centers and educational partnerships in Mount Pleasant. A hard freeze warning for southeast Wisconsin goes into effect tonight, running through early tomorrow morning. It signals the end of the growing season. People are being reminded to cover plants or bring them inside if you haven't already. Racine is encouraging neighborhood Halloween spirit with a last-minute Spooktacular Homes decorating contest. People can enter by October 28th, with public voting on Facebook starting October 29th, and winners announced on Halloween night. Read more on the city's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Feldman, with news at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Will Watson return? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson has been rehabbing after suffering a torn ACL at the end of last season. Will this be the week Watson returns?
My goal and my plan is to play this week. I'd say I could have played last week, too, to be honest, but you know, obviously just kind of make sure, you know, I'm hearing, you know, everybody's opinions on everything and just being as smart as possible about it.
The Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. NBA, the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 37 points, the most in his career on an opening night, in a 133-120 victory over the Washington Wizards. But guard Kevin Porter Jr. undergoing an MRI for a severely sprained left ankle. How is he doing early in the game?
Just his defensive pressure. Couple steals, deflections, and then just his half-court defense, him and the whole group, led to us a ton of runouts. So it might have been the most advanced passes we've had.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's time to start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy for your Thursday afternoon. Northwest winds and highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, a freeze warning goes into effect as skies become mostly clear. Lows in the lower 30s could be a little colder in some outlying areas. Right now, it's 48.
And a time to every purpose under heaven. local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. And we've got a great show for you this afternoon. Of course, Diane Carlson will be here as usual. She wants to talk about an O'Keefe novel. We'll explain that coming up a little bit later. And of course, we've got the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today we focus on the class of 1964. A great year for music.
Early in the evening, just about supper time. Over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Willie picks a tune out, and he blows it on the hum. Down on the corner, out in the street, playing the four boys are playing, bring the knickers at your feet. Rooster hits the white road, and people just got a smile. Hootie bumps at the face, hey.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
It's gonna make it that much better when we
and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And so is high school football playoff action. In fact, tomorrow night we've got a good one for you. A level one WIAA matchup as Kenosha Bradford takes on Racine Case. You can hear the call of the game tomorrow night at 6:40. Pre-game kickoff at 7 with Dick Rasefa. High school football on WRJN is brought to you by Lee's Deli and by Main Street Bakery. High school football, your Friday night tradition tomorrow night.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Lucky Larry's Landscaping, Larry! Larry saved his business money with a quick commercial auto quote from Progressive. Does it help he's his own marketing manager, accountant, executive assistant, and never been late? Technically, yes, but saving really put him over the edge. So, Larry, give Larry a round of applause. Be your own, Larry. See if you could save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRJN.com/contest-terms.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRJN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
You're still around to
Timeless Hits WRJN, and now a song about Mary Hill, who frequented Cherry Hill to provide such a thrill. It's Billy Joe Royal in Cherry Hill Park on WRJN.
Mary Hill used to hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to way after dark. All the girls, they criticized her, all the guys just idolized her, 'cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Mary Hill loved to ride on the merry-go-round. All the guys got eager eyes watching Mary go round. Mary Hill was a teaser. Come the night, she was such a pleaser. Oh, Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Oh, Mary Hill sure was fun down in Cherry Hill Park, playing games with everyone till way after dark. Come on, honey, and she said, okay. She went away to play a one-man game, and since that day, it ain't been the same. 'Cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark.
You don't know how I feel. You know.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And if you don't have time for a full countdown, you can listen Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30 for Rick Johnson's Capsule Countdown. It's a one-minute blast of timeless hits tied to a theme, a year, or a moment in music history. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman. The feds arrested 22 people around here tied to gang activity yesterday, but the FBI hasn't released their names yet. The actions resulted in the seizure of fentanyl, cocaine, meth, marijuana, guns, and vehicles in Racine and Milwaukee. The investigation was led by Mount Pleasant Police and included officers from several local departments. 14 SWAT teams and several law enforcement groups worked together on the raids. Officials say the effort is part of a broader push to combat violent crime in Racine and the surrounding communities. Governor Tony Evers celebrated a big milestone in Racine Wednesday by signing the last beam for the Lincoln King Community Center. That's a $68 million project that will serve thousands with expanded health, wellness, and recreational programs. It's set to open next year. During the visit, Evers spoke to people worried about the federal shutdown and its effect on programs like food share and health care. There's some good news for Racine's Festival Park. Microsoft has signed on as a sponsor for the 2026 season. The company's support will help keep rental prices down and make it easier to host more community events. Park organizers say they're thankful for Microsoft's commitment to the area. Microsoft is working towards completing two major data centers in Mount Pleasant and have started working with Gateway on educational opportunities. Time to get them in. A hard freeze is on the way for southeast Wisconsin late tonight into Friday morning, signaling the end of the growing season. The National Weather Service has issued a freeze warning from 2 a.m. to 9 a.m. People are being reminded to cover plants or bring them inside if you haven't already. Sunshine will return during the day tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s, and a gradual warm-up is expected over the weekend into the low 60s. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Feldman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy for your Thursday afternoon. Northwest winds and highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, a freeze warning goes into effect as skies become mostly clear. Lows in the lower 30s could be a little colder in some outlying areas. Right now, it's 48.
Next door, the suntan crew.
local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. I think I know all the lyrics to this next song, all 8 minutes and 28 seconds of it, but only if I sing along with the song. It's Don McLean and American Pie on WRJN.
Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I died. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell, 8 miles high and falling fast. Landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. Sing back. that I die. This will be the day that I die. Oh, and there we were all in one place, a generation lost in space, with no time left to start again. So come on, Jack, be nimble, Jack, be quick. Jack Flash sat on a candlestick, 'cause fire is the devil's only friend. Oh, and as I watched him on the stage, my hands were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
And I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now, the morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, this Sunday night, the Packers take on the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. How do you feel about the Packers taking on Aaron Rodgers? You can answer that question at WRJN.com. It's part of our weekly poll question, You're the Judge. You're the Judge is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644.
Big deals. Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new garlic five cheese crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one is for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new garlic five cheese crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty.
man down. Isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
WRJN has brought you local news and timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Connie Fellman in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Then, do you still have a kid interest? We'll talk about that coming up on WRJN.
Lovely world it should be. Everyone. coming right on through.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A Republican bill to pay some federal workers failed in the Senate today. A Democratic plan is likely to suffer the same fate. More and more Americans are feeling the pain of the government shutdown, as Michael Wallace reports.
Arkansas is warning SNAP benefits will be delayed if the shutdown doesn't end by November 1st. Teresa Robertson is with the Better Community Development Center in Little Rock.
We have clients come in all the time that talk about how I've eaten out of a dumpster three times this week because my benefits got cut off.
Meals on Wheels in San Antonio has lost $1.2 million in federal funding, forcing it to cut service to hundreds of seniors. CEO Vincent Ferris says a local business owner donated almost $200,000 to help.
Letting these folks know that they're not alone and people remember.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.